You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
the
Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
We don't even understand what's coming. In the last days, perilous times will come, where men will be lovers of themselves, care nothing about our responsibilities. These things are happening in the midst of us, and I'm here to tell you, unless you grab your yes, you're going to miss it. It is the yes with Jesus. It is the yes with his plan. It is the yes with his will that will push us forward. Grab your yes, man.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Yes. Today, Bishop will be teaching from the 42nd Psalm, verses 1 through 8.
And we got to get to a point in our lives where we're not preaching at Bobo or Sally Sue. We're preaching to you, whatever your name is. I got to preach to me for a moment. What are you doing? You better put your hope in God. Don't put your hope in nothing else. In no one else, but put your hope in God. He's just preaching to his own soul. And I want you for a moment to bend your chin as far as you can. Put it in the pocket, the square of your shoulder. I'm sorry, your chest, and just say, so? Come on, help me. Say, so? Get yourself together. What's wrong with you, soul? What's going on with you, soul? What's happening to my mind? I'm just got to preach to my own soul. I got to talk to me. Jonas is saying, come and talk to me. I really want to see you. Can I talk to you? I really want to know you, girl. Talk to me. I want to change that. You got to talk to your soul. Come and talk to me, soul. And I need to talk to you because there's a thirst in you that needs to get to God. Come on, JoJo. I need some help right now. When your soul is downcast, you got to talk to it. Why? Why are you downcast? Not them. Any one of us can look at someone else and see when they're downcast. But can you see when your soul is in need of a conversation? Why are you downcast? Why are you disquieted? Here's the remedy. Put your hope in God. It's good to say to your soul, there is hope. It's good to say to your mind, there is hope. It's good to say to your frustration, your disquietness, there is hope. There is hope that you have for your downcast soul. The enemy, the devil, has a way of magnifying your frustration. He has a way of magnifying our issues. He has a way of taking what the soul feels and making it a mountain. He has a way of putting a magnifying glass on something that's trivial. He has, and if it is important, he has a way of magnifying it to a point where it looks like it's a cliff. Glory to God. no nose outside of you can really stop you. It is what happens on the inside of us that stops us. No storm can stop you from getting on the other side if Jesus is on the boat.
Oh yes, help me Jesus.
No storm can stop you from getting on the other side if Jesus is on the boat. The only thing that can stop you is what's happening inside of you. Why do you fear? Face the wind and command it, and there will be a great calm. So it is really what happens on the inside that hinders us from crossing over. Glory to God. That's why we got to be steady, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord inside of us. There's nothing outside, no difficulty, that can stop the people of God if greater is in you than he that is in the world. Only if you can't embrace a yes on the inside, I don't care how many times you encourage, you won't be able to overcome it. You have to grab your yes and unite it with the word. Hallelujah. So why is it so hard to say yes? You ever wondered why is it so hard to say yes? Immediately after saying yes, many people experience sorrow and regret. Because once you say yes, you're committed. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes when we say yes, we want to hit the rewind button. I ain't signed up for that. Glory to God. When God called me to pastor, the first Sunday that I ministered, I stepped down and people came up to greet me. And the first thing out of this lady's mouth was a dream she had. And it was of a green devil that was sitting in the corner somewhere. And I said, what in the heck does that have to do with what I preach? I need you to pray and rebuke the devil. Well, the word just came for. You want me to rebuke the devil and he's green? He's crouched in the corner. The second person started telling me about something that had nothing to do with what I was preaching. And after about seven deep, I realized that our society is aching. I think the scripture says the earth is groaning. Hallelujah. And the dust of the earth are us. We're the dusty frames of this world, and we are groaning. And that's what's happening to all of us in one way, form, or another. I'm tired. Groaning. Unless we're able to take and grab our yes and unite it with the word, the groan will become so loud, Satan will magnify it to where it's unbearable. The only way we will succeed is if that yes can unite with the word of God. And we can move forward. We want to hit the rewind button when we say yes. We pause. My God. Thank you, God. I remember being in the military and volunteering. I did that once. I'll do it. You don't know what you're getting into. Yes requires a commitment. And you can't see what's behind the door. It requires faith as well. But commitment is key. Glory to God. I really believe your ability to say yes is linked to your commitment, but more importantly, to your confidence. Your confidence that regardless of what comes, when I say yes, I believe my yes will have with it an innate power for me to overcome it. Write it down. Life is hard. Can you say that with me? Life is hard. Let me help you again. It's going to get harder. It's not going to get easier. We're living in the last days, in perilous times. We will have respites of happiness. But we must endure hardness as a good soldier. And I've always been the kind of pastor that wanted to preach the word of God in such a way that the people of God could hear it and understand it. I don't try to sell a gospel of prosperity and ease and everything is going to be okay without telling you the truth. I'm looking at this nation and what's happening around the world, and I'm paying close attention. I'm looking at the fragile economic markets. I'm looking at world economies. I'm looking at politics. I'm looking at how people are dividing the nation. I'm looking at a whole block of people that see truth and look past it. I'm looking at the rise of AI, which can be good, but it can be very bad. I'm looking at nuclear threats. I'm looking at China growing and Russia just acting like a renegade, blowing up hospitals and children, and we think it's going to be okay. Sooner or later, bombs will come to our shores. And I want you to all understand, many of us can't serve him and we got it pretty good right now. We're living the best life now. I'm living my best life. But we don't even understand what's coming. In the last days, perilous times will come. Where men will be lovers of themselves, care nothing about our responsibilities. These things are happening in the midst of us, and I'm here to tell you, unless you grab your yes, you're going to miss it. It is the yes with Jesus. It is the yes with his plan. It is the yes with his will that will push us forward. Grab your yes, man, and bring it to God. Lady, grab your yes and bring it to God. Thank you, Lord. Life is hard. It's going to get harder. Marriage is hard. It's going to get harder. 50, 80, 100,000 in the bank, still hard. It requires work. It's going to get harder. It's getting harder. Yes. Raising a family is a job. Yes. And you want more kids? Yes. You can't coast if you're raising a family. You going on vacation and cruises because you need it? What? That's what we do when we retire. After you raise your family. Do you know you work all year long just to get 2 weeks off? You don't work all year long to go on cruises and you got a family? You've got to invest in your children and they need your time, not just your money. It requires work. You can't look at me in my evening and judge what I do and you want to do like it when you're in your morning. Man, I want to do it. You can't do what I do when I was your age. I was in the grind. I spent a year without going to any movie or any restaurant because I decided to tithe to God. Going to work, going to church, and sitting in my house with a bean bag and a TV that only had 3 channels. It's called sacrifice. Talking about you living your best life and you in your 20s and 30s. That's the time to get it. And spend time with your children at home. I couldn't take Omar to the theme park. I had to make up stuff. Took him to the mall and let it run. Took him to McDonald's and let him play. In that little jungle gym area. It was free. I didn't feel bad as a parent because I couldn't buy you an Xbox. We did our own thing. Teddy Riley said, all I want to do is zoom, zoom, zoom. So we just took that and all I want to do is zoom, 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 zoom. And we did our own zoom, zoom in the car. We made up stuff. I told them 1,000 stories.
I made them up too, but I told them 1,000 stories.
Use your imagination. I wrote him a note. It's hard. It's a job to raise kids. You go to work, then you come home and you go to work. Write it down. Living for Jesus is hard. I know the church world is, man, I'm, oh my God. Ever since I turned to the Lord, they listen. Living for Jesus isn't easy. With the Holy Spirit, the Comforter makes it better. And you need the Comforter. You're not supposed to live the Christian life on your own in the grind, trying to, I just gotta live for Jesus. You got to have the Holy Ghost to help you do that. It ain't easy to forgive. It's hard. You got to make a decision. And if I forgave you of 1,000, how much did it cost me? You got away, but it cost me 1,000. It's easy for you to walk past me because it didn't cost you anything. But if I gave you 1,000 and I forgave it, it cost me 1,000. You wouldn't know what it's like until you gave 1,000 and somebody didn't pay you back. It's hard. Living in harmony with others is hard, and it's getting harder. For this praise team to sing in harmony, they have to practice. I don't care how gifted they are. If they don't practice, you hear one out of tune. Yes, sir. We're all in C. Bop, but one will be bang. It's easy to be out of tune. It's harder to synchronize. I decree and declare that though it's hard and there's a no to harmony, in the name of Jesus, there's a yes, hallelujah, to the harmony that's in us and the need for us to have harmony in our church, and God is going to help us to overcome. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
He's going to bring us into compliance. He's going to make us one. Though it's tough, you can do it. Glory to God. If you practice, it makes it easier. Thank you, God. It's going to get tougher. And it will require more of your yield to overcome than ever before. For a moment, I want to talk about assignments and calling. When believers talk about assignments or the call of God on their life, it usually means God is calling us. God is calling me to a particular job or profession or type of work. But it's even deeper than that. It's significant. It's significant. It's significant because the work that he calls us to do is important. It's very important, and it makes sense to ask God, what do you want me to do and how do you want me to accomplish it? So if God calls you, we still search. If he said, I'm calling you, okay, the call is just like a phone call. So what do you want? What do you want me to do after you call me, and how do you want me to work it? Now, many of us say, if he call, I will answer. But that's just one part of it. There must be a yes to whatever he says. Thank you, Lord. And sometimes what he says can make you bend. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. In verse 9, we're used to chapter 3 and verse 1. There's a time and a season for everything. But look at verse 9.
What does the worker gain from his toil?
You go to work every day.
What are you looking for? Well, we're looking for a check, but many of us are looking for more than that. Then the writer says, I've seen the burden God laid on man. On men. He has made everything beautiful in his time. He says, I put a burden on man. God puts a burden on man. But it takes time for you to see. Time or a process for you to experience beautiful things. For you to experience the purpose of God and the reason why he puts a burden on man to go to work every day. Remember, he makes all things beautiful in its time. Which means if you stick with it, with the yes, eventually you'll see the beauty of what you're in. But you will spend many days working toward that beauty. Glory to God. How many of you been working on your job for over 3 years? Amen. You're still looking for the beauty, right? It takes sometimes years before the plan begins to unfold. And that's why the faith teachers has messed us up, because they keep saying now, and the prophets now, and there's a turnaround tonight. But what if it doesn't happen in 24 hours? What do you do with those 7-10 years of sticking with it? Remember, he makes all things beautiful in its time. That's why you need the word. Unite your yes with the word, not with your desires. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from the beginning to the end. He has set eternity in the hearts of men. He put a yes in you. He put a yes in you. That's a part of eternity. Yes is in you. Eternity is saying yes to the will of God. I know he'll make it beautiful. I need you to give me strength until I see it. But eternity is in my heart. A yes is on the inside. Verse 12, I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and do good while they live. I know there's nothing better for men than to be happy and do good while they live. That means you got to go to work, raise a family. It's hard. But there's nothing better in the end for you than to stick with this cycle. Well, I'm tired of going to work. I'm tired of raising kids. I'm tired of doing all of this stuff. I'm tired of it. Well, you haven't seen the beauty in it yet. You got to stick with it and say yes until it's made beautiful for you. Because it becomes beautiful in its time. What's going to keep you steadfast and movable? It is the yes in you. The eternity that he put in your heart. That gets you up in the morning saying, I can do this. And I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I'm preaching to people who want to quit. And God is saying, don't you quit. You got to see the beauty in the thing. Look at verse 13. That everything may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all its toil. This is the gift of God. I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing taken from it. God does it so that men will revere him. In other words, you can't do this without him helping you. And he does it that way so you'll never say, I did it. And you will have to say, God did it. Say it right now, God did it. That's right, God did it.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, yes, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2307-3008. That's reference number 2307-3008.
Trim Nation, it is time to donate and make a difference. CEB is currently taking donations of book bags, binders, notebooks, composition pads, pencils, paper, and other supplies in preparation for the Back to School giveaway on Saturday, August 5th from 9 a.m. until noon. Supplies can be dropped off at the Christian Education Department. Email ceb@truthrevealed.org for details.
Awaken women, get ready to stand in faith and grow together at the 2023 Awaken Women's Conference. Resilient, a faith that stands. You will be empowered to embody the virtues of humility, courage, beauty, and intelligence to live free in Christ. Join me Friday, September 22nd and 23rd at Truth Revealed International Ministry. Visit truthrevealed.org to register today. You don't want to miss this action-packed event. It's going to be a God encounter.
Summer break is almost ending, and the popular back-to-school sales tax holiday has begun. Get ready to take advantage of the tax exemption on certain items, including clothing, footwear, personal computers, and certain computer-related accessories now through Sunday, August 6th.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows, ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.